It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Polis is meeting with emergency crews working on two Colorado wildfires this morning. The governor and the state's directors of public safety and transportation will visit incident command centers in Eagle and Grand Junction. The wildfire north of Grand Junction is approaching 70,000 acres and one of the five biggest fires in state history. The Grizzly Creek Fire in Glenwood Canyon has forced hundreds of people to flee their homes, with new evacuations ordered in Eagle County Thursday evening. Shanti Gruber had to leave her neighborhood outside of Glenwood Springs on Tuesday. She's now staying with friends and urges other people not to be afraid to ask friends and neighbors for help.
This community is here for each other, and we just need to make sure that everyone's taken care of, and just keep loving each other out there. Stay safe.
The fire in Glenwood Canyon has closed Interstate 70. Thousands of people have been trying to get around the closure on small Forest Service roads, which were not designed for heavy traffic. Amber Barrett is with the Eagle County Sheriff's Office.
4x4 high-clearance vehicles are having a difficult time now because the roads have just been trashed.
Barrett says those forest roads are now closed. State health officials have revised their quarantine guidance for schools. Under new guidelines, fewer children would be sent home and they would return to school more quickly. Chalkbeat's Erica Meltzer says the revisions in some cases are significant.
In the initial guidelines, they wanted everyone who had been in a cohort with someone who tested positive to go home for 14 days. And they wanted that even if they had a negative COVID test, because of course, sometimes these tests are not entirely reliable. Now they allow a negative test to bring someone back to the classroom.
That's Chalkbeat's Erica Meltzer. Sunny weather, high temperatures across the state again today and into the weekend. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.